we are all looking for better opportunities, better ways of living. We are all striving to do the best. Most of us who come from non-privileged families in Africa, when we come here, we are conscious. We know our responsibility. It is innate. We don't have to be told unless we're just plain selfish. But most of the time we know sacrifices have been made, yes. Our families have collected the little savings that they have to invest in you so that you can go and prosper and bring prosperity home. That is fine. That is a goal, and that's what should be. And everybody has to be encouraged to be the best of who they deserve to be. But in your lane, not in comparing with others, not in trying to be like somebody else. Being the best version of who you can be every day is an opportunity for you to be better. If you're listening to this from a village, a city, back home, or even if you're home and you are aspiring to go to another country, know that happiness is not in that other country. Only opportunities are in that other countries. If you don't have opportunities home, if you feel like you don't have opportunities where you are, there is nothing wrong in desiring and wishing to go to another place to better your life. But know that happiness is not there. Happiness is with you where you are. You take it with you. Only opportunities are there. Only chances. Only risks. And sometimes you have opportunities. You don't grab them, you don't know how to recognize them. And if you go there and you try everything you can, sometimes it doesn't work. Maybe you should have to go to another country. I know people who have come to the United States. It didn't work for them. Life was not the way they wanted. They went to Canada and they love Canada much better. They're happier in Canada. Some moved to Europe. They went to France. They're flourishing in France. They have met their partner. They have built a family. They're now fathers and mothers. Something that was so difficult to do in the United States. It was just not in their path. But they tried it. It didn't work. They went home. So there is a lot of things that our families do not know.
You can also have your own copy of my inspirational quotes on Amazon. Enjoy your reading.
Money is not found on the ground here. So all we're asking to the African families is be patient. Because sometimes silence means that this child that you guys have sent abroad is going through so much right now. They cannot deal with you and them at the same time. It is just too much. You can't put pressure on a human being who just arrived in the country. They don't speak the language. And even if you speak English, Kenyan English and Zimbabwean English is not the same as American English. There's just some cultural differences. They still have to be accustomed to the new land. They need time. They need time to understand the system. They need time to find themselves. And it's only when they find themselves that they can now start giving. You have some family members, they will call you every 2 days. I have one relative who married a Frenchman. They're in France right now. And it was tough for them. Not all white people are rich. That's another thing that African people need to understand. Not all white people are rich. Some white people are also hustling. They're also hustling in their own land. The same way Gabonese people hustle in Gabon, Congolese people hustle in Congo, there is some American hustling in America. It's not all bright and shiny for all white people. Sometimes we need to cut them some slack. It's not their fault if they're white. When they arrived in France, they were trying to make it. So the older sister of the wife is back home. And she keeps calling her sister. Since you have gone there, you have not sent us money. You know, we are sick. They're always sick. When they call, they're always sick. There is always some sickness issue, health issue. oh, the doctors say I have this, doctors say I have that. Every day, the doctor says, and it seems like every time you try to send a dollar, nothing ever gets better. They even come up with stories just to rob you. So anyway, the immigrant sister say, listen, right now things are very tough for us. I don't have anything to give at this moment. We'll see what we can do. She didn't say no. You know what the sister answered? She said, oh yeah, that's the same story you have been saying over and over again. You're keeping all that money for yourself over there. You want to say that this white man is not giving you money? So you think you married that white man for yourself? So you tell me how insensitive sometimes we can be. So she did not marry that white man for herself. She married the white man for who? The entire family? That is wrong, guys. That is so, so wrong. And we need to be able to speak about it and change those kind of behaviors. We have relatives who call and say, I need a car. I need a phone. They want the latest phone. I personally don't know phone. I just use the phone that I have. If I can call, I can do WhatsApp, I can do my videos, I'm fine with it. But you have those, they don't have money, they don't work. They want the latest phone. They want the latest laptop. They want the latest Nike shoes. They want the latest perfumes. They want things that you even never heard of. Some will just call, they see, you know, you on video, you're talking to them, and they see you getting into your car. They're like, I want your car. I say, well, if you want my car, how am I going to drive? And they tell you, you can buy another car. I mean, I love the confidence, but you can just see how they really do not understand the reality. I'm not speaking about my family. I know a lot of people will be sitting there and thinking, oh, maybe this is what her family is going through. No. My family, my mom, my dad, my siblings, we're actually very well together. Like, they know, they don't ask. But I do have relatives who calls every day. I do have relatives who even see this video and think I'm making millions. They only call you when they need something. They never call you to say hi. They never call you to see how you're doing. They never check on you to see, hey, how are you holding up? This is COVID. They only call to ask for something. And you need to be able to say no. I do not have. Sometimes you have. You can say no. Because it's not important. It is not in your schedule. Your money is budgeted.